Visit ovenglish.com for the transcript and practice. Today's story is about OpenAI, Elon Musk, Sam Altman, and a legal case in California. It may sound like a story only for tech experts, but it is also a story about promises, trust, money, and change. These are human topics. They are easier to understand than many people think. Let's start at the beginning. In 2015, Elon Musk, Sam Altman, and several other people helped start OpenAI. OpenAI is an artificial intelligence company and research group. Artificial intelligence, or AI, means computer systems that can do tasks that seem intelligent. For example, AI can write text, answer questions, study patterns, and help people plan work. At the start, the founders presented OpenAI as a group that wanted to help humanity, not only enrich investors. That early mission is now very important in court. This case did not begin with police, crime scenes, or handcuffs. It began with a disagreement about direction. Musk and Altman were once on the same side. They talked about safe AI and the future of powerful technology. But over time, their relationship changed. Now they are in a serious legal fight. Musk argues that OpenAI moved away from its original purpose. He says the group changed from a public-minded project into something much closer to a business focused on profit and market power. Market power means strong influence in an industry. In this case, it means influence in the fast-growing AI world. Musk points in part to OpenAI's close relationship with Microsoft. Microsoft is one of the world's biggest technology companies. It has invested large amounts of money in OpenAI and has also provided computing power. Computing power is very important here. Advanced AI systems need huge numbers of computer chips and large data centers. A data center is a building full of computers that store information and run digital services. Training a powerful AI model can cost tens of millions of dollars, and sometimes more. That is one reason OpenAI says it needed major investment. OpenAI and Altman present a different argument. They say big resources were necessary to build advanced AI safely and responsibly. Sam Altman is the chief executive of OpenAI. A chief executive is the top business leader of a company. Altman's side says a small lab with a noble goal could not stay competitive for long. In their view, growth was not a betrayal. It was a practical step for survival. That difference is the center of the dispute. One side sees harmful drift. The other side sees necessary adaptation. Adaptation means changing to meet new conditions. This is a useful word in English because people use it in work, school, nature, and daily life. Word, adaptation. Definition, a change made to fit a new situation. Example, moving to a cold country was a big adaptation for my cousin, so she bought a thick coat and warm boots. Another useful word in this story is dispute. Word, dispute. Definition, a serious disagreement. Example, two neighbors had a dispute about a tree, so they asked the town office for help. And here is one more strong word for learners. Word, investment. Definition, money put into a project or business to help it grow. Example, her investment in a small bakery helped the shop buy a new oven. The legal case is moving toward a jury trial in California. California is a large U.S. state and a center of the technology industry. A jury trial means regular citizens listen to evidence and help decide the facts. They do not decide based on fame, online opinions, or who gives the most dramatic interview. They study documents, testimony, and legal arguments. That point matters. The jury will not decide whether AI is good or bad for the world. They will not vote on which man is more visionary. Visionary means someone with strong ideas about the future. Instead, the jury will face narrower legal questions. What was promised when OpenAI began? Did the company later change in a way that broke those promises? And if promises were broken, does the law recognize that in a clear way? This part can feel abstract, so let's make it simple. A court often looks for evidence. Evidence can include emails, contracts, public statements, meeting notes, and witness testimony. Testimony means what a person says in court. The jury's task is to compare claims with proof. In short, they must separate emotion from evidence. OpenAI also changed its company structure over time. One important step was the move to a capped profit model. A capped profit model is a system where investors can earn returns, but only up to a limit. The idea was to attract money while still keeping a broader mission. Supporters say this model tried to balance innovation, safety, and business reality. Critics say it still marked a major shift away from the founding spirit. Why does this matter beyond one lawsuit? Because OpenAI became one of the most watched AI companies in the world after the release of ChatGPT in late 2022. ChatGPT is a chatbot, a computer program that can have conversations with users. It can answer questions, write messages, explain ideas, and help with many language tasks. Its success showed millions of people that AI was no longer a distant concept. It was suddenly in classrooms, offices, homes, and phones. That public success raised the stakes. If a jury decides that OpenAI broke key founding promises, people may look more closely at other AI companies too. Trust could weaken. Investors, workers, and users may ask harder questions. On the other hand, if the jury does not agree with Musk's claims, some people may see that as support for the idea that fast-growing technology companies sometimes need to change their structure to survive. There is also a personal side to this story. Musk and Altman were not always rivals. Rivals are people or groups competing against each other. They once shared concerns about how strong AI should be developed. That history may shape how people understand the conflict. A jury, however, must focus on legal facts, not friendship stories. This is why the case feels important. It is not only about two famous men, it is also about how modern technology is built. When did OpenAI begin, and who were two of the people involved? OpenAI began in 2015, and Elon Musk and Sam Altman were two of the people who helped start it. What is the main disagreement between Musk and Altman? They disagree about whether OpenAI stayed true to its original mission or changed too much toward profit and business power. What is a jury trial in simple words? It is a trial where regular citizens listen to the evidence and help decide the facts of the case. What company is closely connected to OpenAI's growth, and why is that important? Microsoft is closely connected to OpenAI's growth because it has provided major funding and computing power. What will the jury actually decide in this case? The jury will decide what was promised, what later changed, and whether the law sees those promises as broken. Practice more at ovenglish.com with today's lesson and quiz.